It's accepted that compromises are reached on golf courses and in other social settings, but when you introduce alcohol into the equation, an almost Puritan worry creeps into the minds of some. Kokomo Mayor Greg Goodnight says he's often wanted to have a drink on the job and doesn't necessarily think it would impair the execution of city business.
Having been mayor for 18 months and having been on the council for two terms before that, I've sat in many, many unproductive meetings that did not involve a beer. So with that being said, I think it's very possible that you could actually have a productive meeting over a beer, sure.
I'm not sure it helps people come to agreement, but it does ease the pain.
That's Columbus Mayor Fred Armstrong. To him, it's not about whether you drink, it's about how much you drink.
It depends if you're both sitting there slobbering drunk. That might make a little difference.
Terre Haute Mayor Duke Bennett says he will not imbibe well on the clock, but it's not because he's worried about his judgment.
I don't drink, so I wouldn't be going the route of sharing a beer with anybody. I appreciate the approach. I'm just not sure that, the alcohol part, that wouldn't apply to me.
For Goodnight, as for President Obama, the most important aspect seems not to be the circumstances of a talk, but the outcome. Goodnight says he fields job questions wherever he gets them, though it seems food is frequently involved.
I have actually taken care of city business in the grocery aisles, in the checkout lane. You know, I've been at the ice cream stand and, you know, taking notes and things. And the fact that it's done over a beer, a lot of things take place during social settings, whether there's a beer there or whether it's at a, you know, I've sat at, school events or Little League games and taken care of problems.
The Indiana mayors with whom we spoke say they understand the president's tactic, even if they practice it differently themselves. And it makes sense. After all, polls taken during recent runs for the White House have shown Americans will vote for someone they'd want to have a beer with. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.